Art Evolution program organized by the Goethe Institute Lebanon in its third edition opens its doors to a series of Impulse 2 sessions that are open to the public and currently taking place in Saida after Beirut for Impulse I- on the 14th and 15th of July, 2023 at Ishbilia Theatre. The aim is to explore through performing arts, reclaiming spaces, voices, and community connection the socio-political value and impact of having performing arts in public spaces. Elaborating on the Impulse 2 session topics related to the Art Evolution program, artist, gallerist, and curator Lynn Motilal states, the unifying theme that enabled us to link various topics under the overarching theme of Art Evolution, which concerns performing arts, revolves around the concept of freedom of expression. All of these subjects share a fundamental belief to allow artists and individuals to express themselves uninhibitedly, whether on stage, within society, or online. They underline the importance of maintaining an environment where a diversity of voices and ideas can thrive, free from any repression. Marie-Mathilde Gannett-Jaber, co-manager of Art Evolution, asserts, "We chose to form a jury comprised exclusively of women to spotlight their journeys and, in doing so, inspire the younger generation. The selection criteria for artists are varied. Some are pragmatic, such as the artist's ability to engage fully in the rigorous program of Art Evolution and the feasibility of their performance from an artistic, technical, and budgetary standpoint to present to the public beginning October 2023. Other criteria relate to the artistic merits of the project, such as its originality and coherence, but most importantly, its capacity to offer a critical perspective on the current situation and engage in dialogue with the concerns of Lebanese civil society." She emphasizes the need to support engaged artists whose work reflects societal issues. When asked whether theater can revolutionize the world, she responds, "It would indeed be wonderful if that was true. For the theater to be truly revolutionary, it needs to be accessible to everyone, thereby reaching all the society. The issue of theater accessibility is a definite challenge, particularly in Lebanon, where the absence of wide-ranging public policies and a dearth of funding or venues to host performances across the country complicate matters. Nonetheless, in recent years, there's been a proliferation of initiatives, and new venues are springing up outside of Beirut. If theater has the power to revolutionize the world, I believe that dialogue, the exchange of ideas, and culture at large contribute significantly to this process." In response to the question of why activism would be encouraged in the countries benefiting from allocated funds, such as Algeria, Egypt, Iraq, Jordan, Lebanon, Mauritania, Morocco, Sudan, Tunisia, and Yemen, Marie-Mathilde Gannett-Jaber says, "Art Evolution is a project exclusive to Lebanon and is part of the TAZES partnership. TAZES encompasses various education and culture-related projects in the aforementioned countries. The region's portrayal paints a picture of an area beset by crises and political and economic turbulence. However, the actual conditions and lived experiences are much more nuanced than this broad stereotype suggests. This is aptly reflected in over 100 projects supported by the Goethe Institute, financed by the Federal Foreign Office, across Sudan, Algeria, Tunisia, Morocco, Libya, Jordan, Iraq, and Egypt since 2011. These initiatives fall under its TAZES partnership program, which champions participatory decision-making through projects in culture and education. Lebanon is part of this partnership with the Art Evolution program established in 2021. Activism in Lebanon is somewhat endorsed, given the number of young people and civil society actors who are already highly organized activists. However, Art Evolution has the distinct ability to create spaces for discourse and the exchange of views among various performing arts communities. Hiba and Nala Zabawi, co-founders and co-directors of Ishbilia Theatre and Art Hub, highlight remembering the floating theatre in Saida and the importance of artistic memory. The floating theatre in Saida goes back to the 1960s, as it was part of a spring festival launched in 1961 by Kalib al-Turk, the South governor. Remembering the floating theatre is not just about reminiscing the past or trying to romanticize it. However, reviving this memory is a crucial activity that reminds us of how Saida and many Lebanese cities had played a significant role in enhancing the cultural scene of Lebanon, its international image, and the important role this country plays in the region before the occurrence of civil war. Moreover, it conveys the possibility of having a decentralized cultural scene. The floating theater and the spring festival had a great socio-economic impact on the local community in the city and its surroundings. For example, carpenters built boats and ships to transport the audience from the city to the island. Finally, Lebanon is passing through compounded crises. Remembering such history gives societies inspiration, hope, and the will to act. Marie-Christine Taya. Instagram @mariechristine.taya.